This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Egypt's official news agency says an assailant, threw a bomb into a chapel at Cairo's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral Sunday, killing at least 25 people and wounding nearly 50. There has been no claim of responsibility for the attack. A Kurdish militant group is claiming responsibility for the bombings that killed at least 38 people and wounded more than 150 in the Turkish city of Istanbul. The claim was made Sunday by the Kurdistan Freedom Falcons, or TAK, a group that has been an offshoot of the outlawed PKK. The blasts rocked a huge football stadium late Saturday. A Syrian monitor says Islamic State jihadists have recaptured the Syrian city of Palmyra. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says IS retook all of Palmyra after the Syrian army withdrew from the city. The observatory says Russian airstrikes later forced IS forces out of Palmyra and that fighting continued in areas surrounding the ancient city. To the north, monitors reported heavy fighting in northeastern districts of the city of Aleppo. A two-week offensive by the Russian-backed Syrian army and its Shiite allies has split the city's rebel-held east and left the rebels in disarray. In other developments, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced the deployment of 200 more military personnel to northern Syria to help the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces in the push to capture the IS stronghold of Raqqa. The defense secretary is in Iraq for a previously unannounced visit. Ash Carter arrived Sunday in Baghdad, where he is set to talk with officials. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says the Central Intelligence Agency's reported conclusion that Russia interfered in last month's presidential election to boost his chances of winning was ridiculous. Trump called the report another excuse by Democrats for his upset victory over former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
They talk about all sorts of things. Every week it's another excuse. We had a massive landslide victory, as you know, in the Electoral College. I guess the final numbers are now at 306, and she's, you know, down to a very low number. No, I don't believe that at all.
Trump told Fox News that nobody really knows who is responsible for the cyber attacks. In the interview, Trump praised ExxonMobil chief executive Rex Tillerson, his likely pick as the country's Secretary of State because of the contacts he has across the world and the oil agreements he has reached with Russia. A truck bomb exploded outside Mogadishu's new seaport Sunday morning, killing at least 20 people and wounding dozens. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the blast. A top Pakistan foreign ministry official has said that some members of the terrorist Haqqani network are present in the country. But Foreign Secretary Aziz Chaudhry says his government is not allowing any group to conduct terrorist activities in Afghanistan. He made the remarks in an interview with the state-run Pakistani television outlet. The United States has designated the Haqqani network and its leadership as global terrorists. Rescue workers continue to look for survivors following the collapse of a church roof in southern Nigeria. The collapse killed at least 60 people. Hundreds were at the Rainer's Bible Church when the roof collapsed. Romanians are voting in a parliamentary election a year after an anti-corruption campaign forced the last socialist prime minister from power. Regardless of the scandal, the corruption-tainted leftist Social Democratic Party is likely to form a majority with smaller parties. Louisiana Republican State Treasurer John Kennedy is the big winner over Democrat Foster Campbell to become the U.S. Southern state's new senator. France has granted U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry its highest award, the Legion of Honor. French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault bestowed the award on Kerry Saturday in Paris after a meeting to discuss Syria. Kerry said the honor was a symbol of the warm relationship between the United States and France. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.